This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday. It's a Meat Friday at that. Come on in. Let's rock. Oh, too soon. Sorry, Todd.
That's way too soon.
All right. All right. How about I wait until... Let's ride. How's that? A little bit better?
You're laughing at me in the parking lot. I didn't even get out of my car yet, and I hear you chuckling across the way.
We pulled in at the same time, and Fritzy got out of his car like a couple of seconds after me. I didn't even hold the door for him because I said, you don't deserve me to hold the door for you.
It's evil, mean, nasty
laugh. I know. You're right. It was. And I just kept laughing. I was going, let's ride. Let's hide. Yeah, Paulie.
Seton and I were sitting here, and all of a sudden we hear, way out of nowhere, let's run! Let's run! From outside.
Hey, welcome to a Friday. It's a Meat Friday, in case you're wondering. Pork tenderloin with apple jelly glaze, baked cheesy corn pudding. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. I want to apologize to vanilla ice cream today, because yesterday I said, this game is sort of like vanilla ice cream. Hey, we're having an ice cream social, but we're only serving vanilla. I would like to apologize to vanilla ice cream, because there was no ice cream last night. It was an embarrassment last night. You could call it Turds Day Night Football.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Sorry. It was bad. It was bad. It was bad football.
That's what they call it in Ireland.
Yeah, Turds Day. You going to watch that Turds Day night on Amazon? Yeah.
It's a turd game.
Yes, it is. You're trying to... And then I thought, okay, I'm going to put myself in Fritzy's position here as a Broncos fan. If they have a smarter approach, they kick a field goal, now you're saying to the Colts, hey, you want to win the game, you're going to have to go the length of the field, something you haven't done all night long.
And no timeouts.
And basically. No timeouts. And you got 2 minutes to do it. Our defense has played great. We're going to rely on that. The offense still isn't in sync. Then if you go back to the Seattle game, they could have easily have won that game.
Oh, you mean when they fumbled twice right before they went into the end zone?
They could be 4-1. And granted, not pretty. But they're not 4-1. Even if they were 4-1, they wouldn't be a 4-1 team. But, you know, that's how close it's been for the Broncos. But it shouldn't be this close. These are things that are just stupid decisions, poor decisions, bad decisions. It's one thing if a team outplays you, Or maybe you make a mistake as you're trying to do something, you're being aggressive. But I just didn't understand going for a touchdown. It's almost like you got the feeling that coach and quarterback wanted to say, we got to get a touchdown. This is embarrassing. The only thing that hurts you, the only thing that can cost you the game, is throwing an interception. That's it. If you get sacked, the clock runs, and you have the lead. Oh, where do you start? Where do you finish? Here is Russell Wilson on why the offense is not very good.
Russ, you said on that final drive, that's how it's supposed to look. Why do you think it isn't looking like that right now?
Well, I think we've had some good drives. I think, you know, the first drive of the game, I believe it was, we moved the ball well, we were efficient. You know, for us, it's having these, you know, negative plays. That's on us. That's on us as players. Like I said, it starts with me. It's not on Coach Hackett. It's not on anybody else. He's called some good, really good plays. You know, we got to make the plays. I got to be able to hit it. And we got to be able to get that first down, this and that, whatever it is.
And remember when Russ would end his press conference? Go Hawks. Well, now he's with the Broncos and he ends his press conference even last night after that loss.
Thank you, guys. Broncos country. That's right.
Broncos country.
Oh, my God.
That's right. No.
Oh, I thought you guys were joking when you said
that. No. I went, no.
I like that he did it in like the there's like a dour sort of tone, like that, like, Broncos country, let's ride, after a win. But This was, we lost, so Broncos country, let's ride.
He's almost tailing on. Play one more time there, Mark.
Thank you, guys. Broncos country. That's right.
That's right.
What is happening?
Okay, all right.
Consistency?
I guess. Well, you know, he's got to go to the press conference, and he's got to be a leader, and you got to say all the right things. I understand all of that. I mean, it feels robotic when he goes there sometimes, when you're like, all right, this seems kind of strange here. You know, even when, you know, they had clock management issues against Seattle, you go to the press conference, go, hey, all right, well, okay, you know what? I was like, no. I mean, you got to go there at least, say, hey, am I disappointed? Yes. Like, give me some real raw emotion there. I remember when I thought, and I was told this, that if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers, Denver makes the most sense because they have all of these weapons. It's a young team. And a lot of people thought that. So I thought, if Russ goes to Denver, got a lot of young talent there. Well, Russ has been part of the problem here. Can't pin it on, you know, just the young talent there. Broncos defense has played pretty well. And then you watch last night, and they're just not a good football team. They're not a threatening football team. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you, our streaming partner. Also listening on our radio affiliates, or if you're chatting on Chat Row. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. All of that forthcoming. Our stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you're a fan of the Yankees, got a great new T-shirt, You Be the Judge, available at danpatrick.com. And we got the Traegers fired up. The Traeger Set It and Forget It convenience means Tyler can actually answer your phone calls, keep an eye on my puppy, and keep an eye on the Traeger grill. You can do it with the Traeger app. Make sure that you use the promo code DP Show to get free shipping for your Traeger merchandise. So the Colts win it in overtime. Two picks for Russell Wilson. Got baseball later today. The Rays and the Guardians, Phillies, Cardinals, Mariners, Blue Jays, Padres, Mets. And that, we got baseball starting in about 3 hours from now. I was wondering this. How many one-and-done coaches have we had, let's say, in the last 30 years? So I had some research done, and over the last 28 seasons, how many one-and-done head coaches do you think there's been? 28 years, one-and-done. Marvin?
I'm going to say eight.
Eight, okay. Paulie, one-and-done.
One-and-done is extreme. I'm going to say three.
Okay. Fritzy, one and done coaches the last 28 seasons.
Five.
Seton O'Connor.
I'm going to go different than these guys. I'm going to say 12.
18.
Wow.
Winner.
18 coaches fired after just 1 year. I don't know where we're headed with Nathaniel Hackett, but if you want to get off to a bad start, you've done a great job. They've done one thing really well. They've gotten off to a bad start. You can't fire the quarterback, but you got new ownership. They didn't hire Nathaniel Hackett. And look, the Walton family may stay out of the business of running the football team. Maybe their business is just owning the football team. But at some point, he's bad for business. You had fans booing, and the Broncos were leading. They're up 9-6. Fans are booing. You had fans leaving before overtime. That's bad business there, and that's where it's different. Nathaniel Hackett, is he in over his head? Is he ill-prepared? Is he both? Not everybody's meant to be a head coach. Said it before. We have it in our mind. Like, that guy's a brilliant offensive coordinator. There are guys who are unbelievable pitching coaches. That's what they're great at, being a pitching coach. There are people who are air traffic controllers. They don't fly the plane. That's what you have with a coordinator. Because being a coordinator, there's a whole lot more that goes into it in just your little vacuum there. We know that. Hey, I only have to worry about this. There's a lot that goes into it, but there's a whole lot more that goes into being a head coach. And you got to answer to everybody. When you're a coordinator, you don't even get interviewed. But as a head coach, you got to go to a press conference. Oh, God. Wait, you got to make decisions. Clock ticking. What are you going to do? Timeout. And then you're going, okay. They gotta run the ball or just kick the field goal. Like, these are simple things. Simple things. Even the game against Seattle, I would have had Russ go for it. The analytics said have him go for it. You know, last night was the opposite. Just kick the field goal. Colts weren't threatening. It felt like ego got involved there, in my opinion. Hey, we got to get a touchdown here. Let's run. If you get a touchdown, you're 3-2. You're okay. You get a field goal. If the Colts somehow go the entire field, then maybe you go, yeah. I'd take my chances because I'm going to guess the analytics with that Colts offense where Matt Ryan, you're putting pressure on him. He's getting sacked. They don't have a running game. I'm going to take my chances here. Yeah, more.
And you could have got a little bit of separation because the Chargers are injured and the Raiders have gotten off to a bad start. So even in the division or trying to get a wild card spot, this could end up hurting them and watch them lose the wild card spot by two games.
The Broncos, to start the season, to win the Super Bowl, plus 1,800. Okay, that's not bad. Current odds to win the Super Bowl, plus 5,000.
Value pick?
Not for me. Not for me. Yeah, Paulie.
I always go back to try to make people feel better. It was at the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. They had that stretch midseason. I think it was a Tony Banks. They didn't score an offensive touchdown for five straight weeks, but they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year.
But they had one of the greatest defenses in NFL history.
I left that part out.
Okay. The Broncos have punted 26 times, the most through the first five games of a season since the Washington football team punted 31 times through five games in 2020.
Stat of the day.
Whoa!
Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Fascinating game, but I couldn't turn it off. It was so bad, but it was still good because we, as football fans, we watched it together. We laughed together. We cringed together. Now, not all of us cried together like Fritzy did. Yes, Paulie.
If this game were a movie, what would it be? You know those movies where they're so cheesy and bad, but they're disturbingly entertaining?
Yes, Marv.
Con Air.
I was going to say Con Air 2.
Con Air 2?
No, no, Con as well.
Okay. I didn't know there was a Con Air 2.
I swear that's the one I had in my head, Con Air.
I was going to say it's that crappy Batman and Robin movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You're not going to put me under the cooler.
I think Jim Carrey was in it. That was like the worst one ever.
Okay.
Because you had like marquee names and it sucked.
Yeah.
Anaconda was it? Remember that one where they... John Voight's being chased by a huge snake and Jennifer Lopez.
Don't give it away.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, don't give it away. Yeah, don't give it away. All right, we're just getting started. Fritzy has got a T-shirt on, one of our T-shirts. I'm in a bad way. Is that right?
Does it even half describe what was going on last night in my house?
How bad did it get?
It was very bad. I started getting that sweaty, flushed feeling, yelling at the TV, and I just can't believe what I'm seeing. Again, that electrical fence that's been put up at the goal line in Denver and every other stadium where they can't get in the end zone. The punting, Garrett Bowles gets hurt, Javonte Williams out for the year, Tim Patrick out for the year. Defense does their part and the offense does nothing. It's hideous. It's really embarrassing. And the fans are booing them. Their own fans can't even bear to stay or just, you know, support them. It's gotten really, really ugly.
I'll wait till their next game and just play this again. I'll just play it back.
Monday Night Football at the Chargers. They get another primetime shot for everyone to watch how they play offense.
I like it. That'll be great. You love those standalone games because everybody, if this was a 1 o'clock game or if it was a game in London, all right, we'd go, yeah, that was bad. I turned it off.
It's like that tree falls in a woods in the woods kind of thing. Yeah.
And then Thursday Night Football, Thursday Night Football gives us the Bears and the Commanders next week.
Let's go.
Yeah. You know what? I think it'll be a more exciting game than last night's game. And I said first team to 21 is going to win. I didn't know that they would combine for 21 points. And once again, I'd like to apologize to Vanilla Ice Cream because I thought that's what we were going to get last night. We are waiting for a response from Vanilla. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Paulie has 3 mock headlines based off the game last night.
Sure.
And then, Fritzy, I'm going to give you 10 minutes to come up with your response to that with your own mock headline.
I will work on that.
Your Broncos go down in flames last night. All right, Paulie, here we go.
First one, Russell Ilson, Bronco quarterback, making me sick.
Oh.
It's kind of Fritzy-esque.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What the hell way? John needs to get back in uniform.
That's bad.
Hell way.
All right. No, I got it. All right.
I'm doing Fritzy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hell way.
All right.
Amazon Crime. Bezos stole 3 hours of my life. Amazon Crime.
I like Amazon Crime.
Fritzy, you got 10 minutes, okay?
I'm on the clock.
Okay, you're on the clock. I gave you a Thursday night football. That game stunk. Mike Kliss, he covers the Broncos for 9 News. Kind enough to get up and join us here early in the morning. If we didn't watch the game, Mike, how would you sum up what happened last night?
Yeah, going along with the theme you just introduced there, Amazon delivered America a box of doo-doo. You know, that was bad. Bad offensive football. I guess it's insulting to the defenses that, you know, you call it overall a real ugly, terrible game. But the NFL is about offense now. They changed all the rules to make it favorable for the offense, and they couldn't get anything going. It's hard to believe that, you know, going into that game, had you hyped it a couple weeks ago or maybe a couple months ago, you know, Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson one day are going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And they came up with that performance. I thought Matt Ryan for the longest time looked like a washed up quarterback. And then Russell Wilson at the end made some horrific ghastly interceptions that were costly. It was just a bad product. You had Bronco fans booing, and
how often does that happen, Mike? The Bronco fans booing during a game when you're leading.
Yeah, it's been happening increasingly in the last couple of years. This team, you know, there for what a 30-year stretch during the Bolin era, had more Super Bowl appearances. 7 than losing seasons, 5. And so the standards have been raised, you know, kind of like the Cub fans in Chicago and the Red Sox fans in Boston. Once you taste success, the standards are raised. And this year it's gotten worse, though. You know, it got worse with the mocking counting down of the play clock in the Houston game. And now this is a pretty critical fan base. And they're not liking what they see.
Explain to me what was going on when they went for the touchdown instead of an anemic Colts offense that if you go for the field goal, they still have to score a touchdown and an extra point to beat you, and your defense has played well. I didn't understand the logic. And, Mike, I thought ego may have played in this, that maybe coach and quarterback said, we got to get a touchdown here. Just to save face here, because you do have the game. You're going to be up by 6 at home, right, and they have no timeouts left. I just didn't understand the logic.
Yeah, no timeouts. You're running down the clock to the 2-minute warning, so you're kicking the field goal to go up 6. the Colts get the ball with about 152. And they went to put the game away. You know, that was the decision to make. You can't throw an interception there, obviously. But if you're running the ball and taking the six, that 6-point lead, that is, you're not risking that. I think Hackett was probably confident that Russell Wilson wouldn't throw a pick there. And, you know, Russell saw things there with Tyree Cleveland, who's, you know, he's barely been on the field this season. He was their number five, number six receiver last night. And to go to him on, you know, on a post pattern, you know, that was a head scratcher, no doubt. And then that was one big decision. And the other one was the fourth and one at the five. And they were under center. It looked like they were going to run the ball for the first down, which, of course, they could have done and then gone goal to goal from the 4 or the 3 yard line. And they went for it all right there. And, of course, Russ went over the middle. And was it Gilmore again that knocked it away? You know, he was the wrong guy to go after.
I just didn't understand that, and Kirk Herbstreit said it in the moment. They went to the line of scrimmage, and it was like, we're going to get the playoff quickly, and then, you know, you're gonna get the first down, and then they call timeout. And I thought,
yeah, they said they didn't like the look of the Indy. That's what Hackett said when they went up to the line. They didn't like the look of the Colts defense for their running play that they had called. So they. And that play that they call, that's one of Russ's favorite plays. You know, they work on it in practice. Hackett likes to play. Russell Wilson likes to play. I just think in that pressurized moment, you know, Russ didn't go right. You know, Hamler came off that pick, but Russ never looked that way. And the result was what it was.
I just mentioned, we're talking to Mike Kliss, who covers the Broncos for 9 News in Denver. I mentioned that over the last 28 years, 18 coaches have been one and done. And I don't know, you know, the Walton family didn't hire Nathaniel Hackett. You can't fire the quarterback. How much pressure is Nathaniel Hackett facing here right now?
You know, I was asked that on radio before the game, and I said, there's no way. And that, you know, that the Walmart family didn't become Walmart by firing people with, you know, 4-year contracts, you know, half year into year one with 4-year contracts and eating, you know, $7 million a year or whatever it is for a coach. And the Walmart family didn't hire Nathaniel Hackett, but they bought the team and put up $4.65 billion knowing he was the coach. Because the sale, they won the bidding process in June after he was there, after Wilson was there. Everything looked pretty good there in June. I think Hackett will get 2 years. I mean, this is around here, we kind of go back to 2012, Peyton's first year here. They were also 2-3 after 5 games. And in game 6, they were down 24-0 going into the San Diego at halftime of the San Diego game. And they got it together in the second half. They rallied to win. They won 11 in a row. Now, I don't see that with this team right now, but I guess the point to make here is it's still early. You still have a new quarterback, even if he is a veteran, trying to adjust to a new offensive system with a first year coach. And they're both, you know, the first year coach is going through some growing pains, and you know, he hired Jerry Rosberg to help him with the game management. And I think overall the game management has been okay. You can question the decisions still at crunch time, but you know, the operation seems to be much better since Rosberg has got there. But I guess the short answer is I think Hackett's going to get 2 years of this 4-year deal. You know, they keep changing coaches here, Dan. Since 2016, they've had Kubiak, Joseph, Fangio and now Hackett, all they do is fire coaches. You know, at some point, you got to, let the coach develop on the job if you're going to hire first-year guys, which is what they've done. If you're going to hire first-time coaches, at some point, you got to let them develop and grow.
Good to talk to you. And good luck against the Chargers next Monday night. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That's Mike Kliss. He covers the Broncos. 9 News.
Jeez, that sounded hopeless.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that was really like
depressing.
I'm not even a Bronco fan. I'm bummed. I don't care.
Todd working on his mock headlines. Paulie sent out a couple of them. And you got 2 more minutes there, Todd.
Amazon Crime.
Okay.
That was a good one, Paul.
Yeah, I thought B minus. I'll give myself a B minus.
All right.
Amazon Crime.
I got it.
Russell Ilson.
Yeah, I like that.
You got to stress the ill.
I still like Thursday Night Football.
Okay.
I think my mock headline yesterday prior to the game was horse bleep because it's Colts and the Broncos.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't believe how the second I pulled into the parking lot, you were on me. Nasty, evil grin.
You can't believe that?
I thought he'd at least let me walk through the door.
How long have you known me? 20 years.
Dan set his alarm early this morning.
Yes.
He should get loose.
I thought I could at least get through the door.
I waited
in the
parking lot. I got here like 2 hours before you did. I wanted to make sure that I was here when you pull in and it's really quiet. And then all of a sudden you can hear me go.
The combination of laughter and you must have said let's ride like 73 times.
Yes, Marv.
It was really awkward hearing somebody in the warehouse go, let's ride. No, that's not it. Not it. Hey, Fritzy.
Hey.
Let's ride. Oh, okay, there it is. There it is.
I was rehearsing. Yeah. Let's ride. No, that's better. Let's ride. All right, here we go, Todd. Mock headline.
All right, here we go.
All right, okay.
4th and wrong. Colt day in hell before Denver finds end zone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Humiliation. Where there's a Wilson, there's no way.
Winner.
But of course, he's not going to stop there. Of course not. Here we go.
Saving Matt Ryan. The Denver Broncos keep Colts empowered.
Boom. Let's go. You did it.
Saving Matt Ryan.
Todd Frisch.
I like that.
Those are great,
Todd. The Denver Broncos.
Humiliation.
Are you good?
I think so.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos keep Colt empowered. Empowered feels in my heart.
Do you feel better?
No, not at all.
Saving Matt
I appreciate
Ryan.
Saving
Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Darren in North Carolina. Hi, Darren. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you, bud?
Great, Darren.
Yeah, first time, long time. 5'9", 217. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dan, the Broncos can no longer be called the Broncos anymore. They are now officially the Donkeys. Wow. It is the worst offense since Tim Tebow. It's the worst offense since Pop Warner. And I have a pie to the face on two propositions. One is Daniel Hackett will not make it through the end of the season. And two, Sean Payton will be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Wow, there's a double dose there. Does anybody want a piece of Darren? Because both have to happen, that you have Nathaniel Hackett getting fired and Sean Payton taking over. Yeah, Paulie.
I think Sean Payton's going to be real patient. I think he's going to be clearly the one seed is looking for a better roster.
Darren, I'll take the bet.
Perfect.
Yeah. But Nathaniel Hackett has to get fired during the season. Sean Payton has to take over during the season.
Champion will take over next year.
Oh, okay. We're hedging our bet a little bit there. Let's ride. let's see. Jesse in Atlanta. Hi, Jess. How about that, Matt Ryan?
How about that, man? We've been seeing him throwing like he's throwing a beach volleyball for a touchdown for about 5 years in a row. But, Fritzy, I don't know if you remember, we have a pie of the face bet. 9.5 games, you took the over, I took the under.
Uh-oh.
Hope you're feeling a little confident. And also, I work in 911, and y'all talking about names yesterday. And I took a phone call, and this guy said his name was Elvis Presley. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. And I said, man, I thought you were dead. But anyways, I love the show.
That's so funny, though.
I think Jesse thought it was going to be funnier than that.
It is funny, though.
No.
I just thought there was going to be something else after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the guy's like, yeah, I get that all the time.
Yeah. I thought you were dead.
Or did Jesse went like into that like karate stance that Elvis used to do?
Oh. When Elvis would, you know, he'd be on stage and he would do the karate thing. And I'd go, no, no, don't. You're Elvis. You don't need to do that. Yeah, Maura?
Is that jumpsuit Elvis?
Yeah, I think it was jumpsuit Elvis.
Sequin Elvis.
Yeah.
Bedazzled Elvis.
Yeah, bedazzled. He was the bedazzler before they bedazzled clothes.
Unfortunate Elvis.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
Do you want to play the how many people in our country are named Elvis Presley game? I'm going to set the over on. You know,
I'm
going to
say there's more than you think.
You'd be correct.
I'm going to say 14.
This is from whitepages.com. You can find listings.
Yeah.
I have at least 70 people in our country
Whoa.
Named Elvis Presley.
Okay. Whoa. All right.
And a couple more Elvis A. Presley, if you know what I mean, the Aaron as well.
Aaron.
Thank you very much.
But didn't they misspell his middle name on his gravesite?
They either added or removed an A.
Yes. I think it was A-R-O-N. And it's A-A-R-O-N. Does that sound right? Yes.
A-A-Ron.
Yeah. Wait, yes.
I'm not even an Elvis fan, but Graceland is one of the coolest places to go.
Yeah, I remember when you took the Mercedes, that Sprinter van across country with the French kid.
Memphis is awesome. That's a rad city. But, man, Graceland was so cool. There was something about all of a sudden you're right in Elvis's house.
Yeah.
And there's, like, places where you could see kids were doing homework and stuff. And you're in the kitchen. And it's, like, a total throwback. It's exactly preserved. What an amazing place.
Down in the jungle room.
Yeah.
Things happened in the jungle room.
The original man cave, you could say.
Yeah.
That was a man cave and a half.
Yes, it was. But there were women in the man cave.
Lots of TVs.
Yeah, we just have men in the man cave.
Yeah. Yeah, there's mirrors all over the place. So I don't know what that was implying.
Mm. 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 Yeah. Down in the jungle room.
Just a fire going.
Here we go.
Let's get it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Let's do some damage. Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much.
The Bronco game sucks.
Let's ride.
The Bronco game is terrible.
Yeah, I can't even talk.
I'm up all night watching Matt Ryan.
I'm all shook up.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Everyone can do a bad Elvis.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
A great thing.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody does Elvis. They all, you know. Yes, Todd, what?
You guys are just piling it on.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah, Marv.
We didn't bleep the bed. The Broncos did. Let's ride.
Yeah. Play Russ at the end of the press conference again.
Thank you, guys. Broncos country. Let's ride.
What?
I can't do it.
Dude.
I can't do it after that game.
What?
I can't.
But just walk away.
Yes.
Just say thank you.
Yes. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Kevin Millar won a World Series title with the 2004 Red Sox. He works for the MLB Network. And postseason begins today. You can watch Kevin on MLB Network coverage, including intentional talk throughout the playoffs here. And you can get the entire schedule, MLB.com/postseason. How you doing? How you doing, Kevin?
Danny, I miss you. I mean, I need you to pick up your energy level right now. You sound sad. I need you to say, this is Millar. And that gives me that way.
Kevin Millar joining us on the program. All right, Harold Reynolds was with us yesterday, and he says he has concern about the Dodgers' pitching staff. That's his only concern. How big a concern is that for you?
I'm not going to tell you there's a concern at all for the Dodgers. They won 111 games. This team has been great. I know that, you know, the World Series, they only have one. I have a Dodger fan in the car right now with me. But listen, the bottom line is this. We could nitpick every team. There's not a perfect club. The only concern I have, they're a matchup-based club at times. You know, it's like they have two different lineups. And I know that DR and I used to play together and shower together, like you know, for many, 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 many months as he pinch ran for me in molasses. But the point of this is it would have been tough for me to play in this type of generation with all of these matchups, lefties and righties, and we've seen guys in the postseason – play three innings and a righty would come in and put in Max Muncy. That's the only concern I have is that in this playoff season, I think the game is fast and ready and you kind of need to know who your dudes are.
Your dark horse team or teams are who?
Guardians. And I think game one, Shane wins that game. And you're saying Shane. They're both named Shane. Exactly. But I think the Guardians are playing really good baseball right now. I think they're the second best record since September 1st. They're a sneaky club because they make contact. And what they do is they don't strike out. They play defense. It's a unique way because right now we're seeing high strikeouts and big home runs and all that stuff. The Guardians, they kind of play old school baseball.
Well, I wonder if that's coming back. If the commissioner, you know, with the baseball bought Rawlings, so they can do whatever they want to with the baseballs. But it feels like from David Cohn saying, hey, what Judge did is remarkable even more so because the ball is not as lively. So is baseball doing its best to have you put the ball in play just because you can't just swing for home runs now because you're not going to be hitting them as often as you think, or the analytics would not, you know, kind of bear that out?
Yeah, I just think that, like, the game this year, I think, was better. I think, the playoff situation is better. But I just know that one thing. The high strikeouts and the shifts and everything going crazy back and forth, that's kind of taken it away. Because I was doing the wrestling game, and I saw Devers up, and I'm sitting there in Fenway Park, and I see four outfielders. First time I saw that in person, it looked weird. And to me, we're the only sport before this, you know, this rule change that didn't have rules. You have the 3-point key. I mean, you have the key in the NBA. You can't line up so many guys in the NFL, but we're the only league that had no rules. Now we have a little normalcy again, you know? And so when you watch a team like the Indians, use an example, like I like the way they play. You have the Francona factor, the experience factor, but at the end of the day, it is a nice, refreshing way to see contact and stolen bases and baseball.
If I said you could have Aaron Judge from now on or Shohei Ohtani from here on out.
What a great question. And this is why I love you, because you ask amazing questions. I would take Ohtani because you have two players. I'm sorry. It's a weird deal. Judge is my MVP. But how do you discount what Ohtani's done? Because it's almost like you got to pay two players. When he got the 1-year, $30 million arbitration, I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's for the three hole. By the way, who steals 30 bags, hits 30 home runs, hits in the middle of the lineup, and the guy that, struck out 200 plus, now that's another $30 million. So really, it's a 1-year 60. It's a unique thing. I think he's another level because he is an MVP. It doesn't make sense. But then what Judge does, it's the best year that we've ever seen. You know, opinion-based.
Okay, but if you were Shohei Ohtani's agent,
yeah,
would you, after this season, would you stay with the Angels or get him someplace else where he's actually playing in meaningful games, being on a national stage?
Yeah, and that's a question that you and I, because you and I are his agent, we go behind the scenes. Are you comfortable here? We know the flight to Japan is a lot closer. Obviously, the big stage in New York and Boston and, you know, do you go down the road to the Dodgers? The Angels got to get better. End of story. They have to get better for me to stay there long term. And we could sit and talk about it all day long. They spent money. Artie Moreno, you know, has done a great job of, here's some checkbooks. They haven't done a great job of spending it in the right place.
But we've been hearing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Mike Trout's a decade in.
I know. So if I'm Shohei and I want to win and I'm a big state, then I leave. If he's comfortable there, though, not everybody's makeup is East Coast wise. And you know that.
Yeah.
We can sit here and say, oh, yeah, can you play in New York and can you play in Boston until one bad month? And then they bury you. And now where are you at mentally?
But I also wonder about that with the Giants. The Giants are a faceless franchise. If you could get Judge to come back home, or maybe Shohei Ohtani playing in San Francisco. I also wonder about the Red Sox. The Red Sox almost are giving the impression they're a smaller market team now. At least they're spending. Do they go all in on Aaron Judge? Or do they make the Yankees pay top dollar? Could you imagine Aaron Judge in Fenway?
Yeah, no. You could imagine Aaron Judge anywhere. And I will say this about Aaron Judge, and you've done a lot of athletes and great dudes. But watching this guy at 6'7", 300 pounds, 6'7", 290, run, play center field, goes into the spring training, says no to $200 million. No thank you, in a pleasant way. It wasn't a big old dispute, and I hate everybody. It was a pleasant way. And then bets on himself, and then puts this year together with the surroundings around him that he's the only guy. Like Rizzo and these guys, look, I'm not just, you know, taking anything away from him. I mean, at 30-plus home runs. But Aaron Judge was the only guy in that lineup and led in every offensive category.
But if you're the Red Sox, do you go all in on Aaron Judge?
Well, then I got Devers and I got Xander over there. So what do you do, Danny? I don't have $1.5 billion, so I got to make that decision on my left side of my infield. Devers is a player. So I probably don't go all in on Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Because when you go all in on Aaron Judge and one position player, does that what?
Okay, if you're the Giants, do you go all in on Aaron Judge?
I don't think they're there yet, and I'd say no.
Okay. All right, got one other one for you. Whose career? Albert Pujols's, Ken Griffey Jr.?
Wow, Griffey, because the marketing aspect, he's okay. Rich forever, period, end of story. But I do want to get one more point across, and I'm sorry for the Broncos' loss last night. That was a tough game, and I know we've got boys behind the scenes. And you know what? It's not an organizational. It's not a quarterback. You just need to get it together because that was a hard one to watch.
Maybe they need to cowboy up.
Maybe we need some cowboy up. Me and you, sideline passes. Let's
I think we need to have them do shots before they play in a game. Did you guys only do one shot each before you went out and played in the playoffs that year?
Yeah, let's get in trouble one more time.
No, you're not getting in trouble. But so you drank whiskey. Was it whiskey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack Daniels, remember we were down three and it was raining. Jack Daniels, we had a symbolic toast. Yep, a shot. Boom, one. Well, obviously you win. We're superstitious, so we did it eight times in a row.
Did Terry Francona do a shot with you?
Charles Pippen to Jordan from downtown. I'm Marv Albert.
So your manager did shots with you?
Not symbolic toast, Danny. Symbolic toast. We were just cowboy up.
Okay, here's the last thing. Marvin, he's got a Blue Jays hat on, says it's one of the top five baseball logos.
Ooh. Ooh. I like it. I think, yes, top five.
Top five?
I think it's the loudest playoff place you're going to play in these series.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about the logo, the hat.
The white, the blue with the Blue Jay, I'm in. Yeah, top five for sure.
Okay, the best logo is who?
L.A., Dodger Blue.
And it's classy. Yeah.
L.A., Dodger Blue. I'm sorry. It's time for a Dodger baseball.
Have you been drinking this morning?
No, I'm at Driftwood, the Discovery property out in Austin, Texas. We just pulled up. It's a beautiful course.
Yeah.
It's the Discovery property, so I'll let you know how I do.
Okay.
Todd's got my cell phone. You don't for some reason. So shoot me a text. I'll let you know.
Yeah. I like to have that separation, I don't want to.
You got rich. When you weren't rich, you didn't have that separation.
I cared about you when you were doing shots, when you were with the Red Sox. After that, not as much.
Not as much. And now I'm white. I look like Favre in his last year in the NFL.
You don't want to look like Favre at all right now. You don't want to associate.
Santa Claus, guys. I take it back.
Well, you're not frosting your hair anymore.
Danny, I'm old now. My back, I blew out my hamstring going to bed. Like, what happened?
You blew out. How do you blow out your hamstring going to bed?
I don't know. You're 50. You get up. I go potty and I can't walk. I guess I pulled something in a dream. I have no idea.
All right, be careful out there, okay?
Miss you, Danny.
Great to talk to you, as always. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's Kevin Millar, MLB Network analyst. And that should make you feel better. Kevin Millar is with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Won a World Series title with the Red Sox 04. MLB Network, before and after all the games, that's the place to go. Our good friends there. And also, he does intentional talk throughout the playoffs there. Couple of phone calls in here. Bub in Illinois. Hi, Bub.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Interesting fact. Meet Friday. Interesting fact about Marvin's Blue Jays hat. The logo is left facing. In the four professional sports, I've counted only five logos that face left.
So they face left. Mm-hmm.
Sure would have been nice if he told us what they were.
Yeah, Marv.
That's what I learned today. So you just skip me at the end of the show.
No. Who knows what you're going to learn over the next 90 minutes? Yeah, Paul.
The Eagles face left, I think.
There's five logos that face left.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Eagles are the only NFL logo that faces to the left.
All right.
Checking.
I don't think I've ever encountered somebody who brought that to my attention. Some of my best people working on this.
I had the Chicago Blackhawks facing to the left.
Okay.
The Detroit Red Wings.
To the left.
I think.
Okay. Well.
The Penguins?
That's. So that's five right there.
Yeah. I got to double check some of these, but some of the hockey ones seem to go left.
To go left. So the logo faces left.
I guess Oregon Ducks face left?
Now, is he talking professional sports? Is he talking?
We're all looking at the lists of, like, faces.
Well,
left.
If you Google logos yeah. that face left, what comes up? I'm guessing that's where you would start. Maybe not. Lucas in Texas. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. I don't have anything like logo analysis ready.
Okay.
Commiserate with my buddy Todd. Hey, I called a few weeks ago and said it might be too early to give up on our seasons, but seeming how my Aggies and his Broncos can't seem to find the end zone, we're in for a rough one. So, Todd, keep your chin up. We'll stay together in this. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and suck it back row.
All right. Well, thank you, Lucas.
Wow, on one hand, he's showing support for the Broncos, and he sticks in a suck it back row. Like a backhanded kind of.
Jordan in Ohio. Hi, Jordan.
Good morning, Dan, and happy Meat Friday, guys.
Thank you.
Quick question. So you, when you said the Texas A&M quarterback's name that was injured, I thought that, you know, I was thinking back to yesterday's show when you guys were saying, you know, bad names not to name your kid. Dan, what was that quarterback's name that you said? Something Johnson?
Maximus Johnson. Yes, his name is Max. And his dad, I talked to his dad. So when his son was born, we had Brad Johnson on, his dad, former NFL quarterback. And I said, what's his name? And he said, Maximus. And I go, how did you possibly convince your wife to call your son Maximus Johnson? And he said, I just brought up Max. And I said, but she didn't go Max. Well, that's Maximus Johnson. Yeah, Paul.
That's like Magic Johnson is a nickname.
Yes.
You know, Maximus Johnson is a given name. Like, if your kid's last name is Johnson, how about Hugh? Do you see how that wouldn't work?
Yeah.
Hugh Johnson.
Yeah. Maximus Johnson.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.